When you think about Christmas, is the first thing to come to mind prophecy? Perhaps, but probably not. I would guess the first things that come to mind are decorating Christmas trees, gift buying, Christmas music, and nostalgic holiday recipes. The last thing you're focused on are ancient prophecies from 700 BC. But there is so much more to the Christmas story you may not know that supports Jesus being the reason for the season. If you like numbers, start digging into the probabilities of prophecy Jesus fulfilled. You will quickly get into numbers too big to grasp. Over 300 prophecies were fulfilled through Jesus. As a result, the predictive accuracy of Scripture is beyond compare. Only the God of the Bible knows the future and has the power to bring it to pass. His plan, His way, His time. See Isaiah 46:10. Messianic prophecies were messages from God spoken through ancient prophets. As prophecies have been and continue to be fulfilled, it continues to display God's stamp of authenticity on His living word. Prophecy comes to pass, and our faith is strengthened. Our hope is further established and rooted in the God of heaven and earth, who created all things and is in all things, past, present, and future. All the more reason to know what is true, because if you do not, you will be deceived. 27% of the Bible is predictive prophecy. You find it in both the Old Testament and the New, with the entire book of Revelation being a prophetic vision of the Apostle John. At least half of all biblical predictions have been fulfilled precisely as God declared. So, if you're watching this right now wanting to know more about your purpose, the best way to live your life, and what the future holds, dust off your Bible and taste and see that the Lord is good. What a gift to receive this Christmas. When you begin to read and understand the prophecies of Jesus' birth, foretold in Numbers 24:17, Deuteronomy 18:15, Isaiah 7:14 and 9:6, Daniel 9:25, and Micah 5:2, you can't ignore it. It's a gift given to you that you simply accept or deny. You can trust God's word is true. Peter, an apostle of Christ, an eyewitness of the transfiguration and resurrection, reminded churches he wrote to in what would be his final letter to not be deceived by false teachers trying to discredit the prophetic word of God. And here we are, 2,000 years later, needing to be reminded as well. 2 Peter 1:16. For we did not follow cleverly devised stories when we told you about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. He received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to Him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, whom I love. With Him I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with Him on the sacred mountain. We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable, and you will do well to pay attention to it as to a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things. For prophecy never had its origin in the human will, but prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. There is too much predictive accuracy to ignore the truth of God's word and who Jesus is. Still, maybe you refuse to put Jesus anywhere near your holiday celebration. You're playing right into the devil's hand. The less you think about Jesus, read about Jesus, or know about Jesus, the tighter the enemy's grip is on your soul. Make no mistake, Jesus is the reason for the season. And I pray you don't just take my word for it. Take the inerrant and proven word of God from Genesis to Revelation and for eternity to come. It's all about Jesus. That's the truth. Celebrate Jesus' birth and remember the miracles surrounding the Christmas story, but take your family deeper into the gift and miracle of prophecies fulfilled. They need to be shown and reminded it is true, tested, and every word and promise, just as Jesus' birth was, will be fulfilled. I'm Lori Klein.